Ray Holman is with UAW 6000. He's on the other end of our line. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How's it going?
Two things I want to ask you about. Number one, from what I understand, there's more than 14,000 non-union employees, and they're going to get a raise next year.
Well, looks like that they are, in fact, going to get a raise. Of course, back in 2010, they did not get a raise that they were scheduled to get, a 3% raise, and the unionized workforce, which is over, I believe, 34,000 state employees, did get a raise. So I believe the Office of State Employers sort of wanted to even the playing field and give the hardworking managers and analysts and various people that work for the state a much-deserved raise.
All right, those 14,000 non-union employees have gone the longest without a raise, according to this story from Paul Egan in the Detroit Free Press. They'll get a 3% bump, as you mentioned, plus a 2% lump sum increase effective next October 1st. But also, about 34,000 unionized workers who received a 3% pay hike in 2011, while their non-union counterparts got nothing, are going to be getting a raise. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right, Tony. We actually won our lawsuit, and we feel great that our arguments were validated by the court system. You know, regarding the raises, we had to fight to keep our raise. It was a negotiated part of a contract a number of years ago, and the state forced us to contribute 3% towards a health care trust, and again, we filed a lawsuit, and we won that. And so state employees can look forward to having all their money returned to them on January 19th. So, you know, we're pleased that we won in the court system.
So the 34,000 unionized workers who did receive the 3% pay hike in 2011 will receive a 1% pay hike plus a 1% lump sum for 2012 and 2013, plus another 1% lump sum for 2013-2014 under the contracts recently negotiated with the Office of the State Employer. Now, we constantly talk about what the state workers lose. It may not be as much as you want, but what do you feel about what we're talking about now, the raises that are coming?
Well, Tony, you know, I think it's a great example of why Michigan should never be a collective bargaining state, because we can actually solve our problems by negotiating and working together. You know, we see that our managers and various people are getting a raise, and also the people in the collective bargaining units are getting a raise. But as you know, over the years, state employees have stood up to the test and have sacrifice in terms of furlough days, in terms of paying higher deductibles and higher premiums for health care. And so it's good to see that it's coming around in our favor this time, and that working together, everybody can win. And I believe that, you know, obviously I represent the UAW Local 6000, but I know that Jan Winters, who is the Director of Office of State Employers, said the same thing yesterday at the Civil Service Commission, that by working together we can solve Michigan's problems. So, I mean, overall it's positive.
So the state has been deducting about 3% of employee salaries since November 2010 as pay retiree health care benefits, but those refunds will be coming on January 19th. A state employee earning $50,000 a year will receive a refund of about $1,500. So cash is cash, right, Ray?
That's right. You know what? What better way to stimulate the local economy? You know, here in mid-Michigan, the Lansing area, we have over 14,000 state employees. And so that extra money coming around the holiday season, I'm sure, will go to local businesses. And like everybody else, you know, we've been struggling. Our spouses have been laid off. We have adult children back in the home. So that money is going to be spent. I can guarantee you that.
All right. So we have contracts in place, and money's getting back into the pockets of unionized and non-unionized workers. Anything else going to happen this year via the legislation for in regards to state employees?
Well, you know, there yesterday was a big day for us, and, you know, who knows? There's big legislation pending regarding workmen's compensation, changes that need to be signed by the governor, and unemployment insurance changes that affects more than just state employees. But when you're talking about the workforce, it was a good day yesterday, seeing that we're going to get a little bit more money in our pockets.
All right, Ray Holman is with UAW 6000. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.